Good morning, everybody. Again, welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is August 3rd, and what a beautiful day. I say that out of pure facetiousness, because I cannot see anything outside. There is so much fog that's rolled into the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area that I can barely see our neighbor's house, which is about, an eighth of a mile away as the crow flies. But it is a glorious day, because we get to have with us today Valerie Johnson, who I don't know why, Valerie, but this summer I've been focusing in on more and talking more about parenting and grandparenting and great-grandparenting. Next week I forgot to share, but Andrea Shipman, who is a mother, a mom of 12, so she beat you by one, okay? And I know it's not a competition. But she had one set of twins, and I don't think there are any twins in your fold, right?
No twins.
Okay.
But
so
I do count days. When people say I should have had one more, I just say, well, I do have 12 kids.
He claims it now. Because some of the, and I have had more sit down and phone conversations with your husband than I can possibly remember, probably more than anyone else in Neekin. And it always brings a smile to my face, including my first meeting of him in, I think it was October or November of 1994, up in Seattle, Washington. And Dennis Waitley spoke at that event. And we're not going to talk about 25 years ago, but I want to talk about is at an event last weekend that I got to be at in Tacoma, Washington. Dennis and Ruth Williams picked the theme of the difference that Neekin has made, ... In other words, the difference that Neekin has made in your life. And for those of, I think most everybody who's listening has heard, you know, your husband tell your story of, you know, I think you guys had 9 kids when you were introduced to Neekin. And there was more mouths to feed than there was money, and the list goes on and on and on. But if you were to answer that question, what difference has Neekin made in your life? What would you say?
Well, I thank you for letting me come and be on your call, Vance. And to talk about Neekin just brings joy to my heart. It didn't when I first heard of Neekin. One night I was laying in bed and sound asleep, and Dave came bounding in and bounced on the bed and woke me up saying, I found it. And I'm so groggily saying, found what? And then he proceeds to tell me that he's found our new career. And he's so excited. He's telling me about, we're going to have beds with magnets in it, and it's going to take away everybody's pain and owies. And I did not see a lick of good in that message. I thought that it was a Brooklyn Bridge story, you know, somebody was selling him some kind of story, and he fell for it, so I did my best to talk him out of it.
Yeah, I know that my introduction was very much the same when Dennis Williams shared with my brothers and I and my parents and two other friends of my mom that, you know, because I'm envisioning the same thing, you know, horseshoes shaped magnets that are red and then, you know, silver on the end, sticking up and poking, you know, like people that at a circus act or, you know, a vaudeville circus where the guys are laying on the bed of nails. I'm kind of in it. But then he showed me the pad. We showed the pad, and then, and it was the stories that got me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what was the turning point for you that you actually thought, or you started to kind of ease up on your hesitancy?
So, So what turned me around? Well, one thing was my husband just gut feeling that this is the answer to his prayers, because he had been praying and looking for a way that he could earn the money for our family with work that was fun to do, that he could enjoy, and also that would be meaningful, that would make a difference for people and leave a legacy, besides being able to feed our family. So he said, he told me, this is my gut feeling. I know that this is what I've been looking for. And he told me I didn't have to do it. That was a big relief to me. He said, just let me see what I can do. Just give me a year and let me run with this. And so that was one thing that that let me say okay. And then the next thing was people would call and tell me things like thank you. One man called and Dave wasn't home, and this man said, I just want you to give your husband a message. And then he started to cry. I mean, sobbing, crying. At first it scared me. Like, what's wrong? But he told me about an accident that he had on a ship when he was in the Navy 30 years prior. And for 30 years, his back and hip had been hurting all the time. And then after just using our sleep system for about 3 weeks, he was calling to say he didn't hurt anymore and give thanks. So I started paying more attention, and Dave would bring people to our house, and I could see the change in them when they used our products right then and there. So I soon got a testimony that our products work. And so that was a turning point in my life.
Yeah, and I'm going to take a stab in the dark, being that David's background was in commercial sales, lighting, and I grew up as a third generation laborer, if I can call myself that. And I don't remember anybody. And I had an experience this week that an email that was sent to us, and she said, you guys are the best. And she, this friend, was describing my older brother and nephew. We provided the service for her and with our family's business. But there was more to it than that. But I don't think, when it came to Dave, that you probably ever got somebody to call the house or to come by and thank him via you for selling them a light bulb. Did that ever happen?
No, he says nobody ever came up to me and said, thank you for these light bulbs that saved my life.
Sure, they provide illumination and all that. And fast forwarding to today, and I know there are not dozens, but there are hundreds of stories, and because I get the phone calls, I get the emails. I mean, it's just amazing. And you go to an Ekin event, and you hear these people, and I have to scratch my head and think, okay, now how was that person introduced to Ekin? Well, I said yes, and then I introduced that person, and it went on. And it's not about Vance, and it's not about Valerie being supportive to Dave. It's just saying, okay, this makes sense. I'm going to invest in some products, and I'm going to share them with other people, and let's see where this goes. What I hear you saying is Dave's passion and that gut feeling, that of determination, that this is a mandate. We have to get the word out. What's, looking back, and again, keeping on that theme, the difference that Ekin has made, I love that story about a gentleman who was injured in the Navy, 30 years of misery. It's sleep is a foundational component to wellness. And you yourself have done things that most, and I'm thinking about hearing you share about this, and I want you to talk about this if you would, being a triathlete. That, a mom of 11, that takes a decisive determination to not fall into the status quo of, you know, well, I'm just going to be the, and I have nothing against, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, nothing against homemakers and people, men or women, dads or moms, either way. That's what they want to do and that they choose to do. However, what led you to step out of the box and become a triathlete?
Okay. Well, I would not have done that if it hadn't been for Niken. So talking about the difference that Niken has made, first of all, the first thing was that we attended Humans Being More Silver training soon after we joined Niken. And that was an illuminating, life-changing experience for me. When I was at Silver training, I learned that I could do more than I thought I could do, that I could stretch farther than I thought I could stretch, and that that gave me a lot of confidence just in my personal life, because I always have been a quiet, shy person. And just knowing that I could do more, I could be more, that was just mind opening to me. So that's one thing, is I could do more than I thought I could do. Another thing is our pillars of health. Knowing that I am representing a health company, I need to be healthy. I need to take care of myself. And so I was working out. We went to the gym, and I had a trainer at the gym who was a young, like 21-year-old guy who did triathlons. And I was always fascinated with his stories. And so I had this thought niggling in the back of my mind, but it was at a Niken event that we were having here in Spokane, where I was on the stage and I was talking about, I can't remember exactly, but I know it was being more, setting high goals, doing things that are stretching and reaching for you. And I found myself on that stage opening my mouth and telling everybody that I was going to be in a triathlon. I surprised myself.
You put it out there and you can't take it back after you've spoken it.
That's right. So Niken made a big difference in that. So I did sign up to do a triathlon. I asked my trainer at the gym to help me prepare for a triathlon and get me. I did the physical work. I also had a lady who was in Niken. She was a Niken distributor. I knew she was involved in teaching swimming. She had coached Olympic swimmers, and so I just asked her if she would give me some pointers on swimming. So she taught me how to swim, and I didn't realize till afterwards that she was a world-class, 24th in the world woman swimmer. And
wow.
She taught me for free. I mean, because of our Niken friendship and closeness. So Niken's brought many blessings. Just being in triathlon and doing that big scary thing that was really a stretch for me is giving me confidence in my daily life. He can has been a blessing in so many areas.
Valerie, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, giving me confidence to overcome many things and get out there and talk to people and offer them what we have. Just skills. You can send a real blessing.
You know, the power of humans being more, just in the title alone, and I love the fact that we've gone away from silver training or, you know, all these other things that we just played with. It's the title of that, humans being more. It's the opposite of what some in our culture today look at, that, and our pastor talked about this last week, and that we can fall prey to toxicity in our culture of getting sucked into YouTube or perusing Craigslist or social media. That, and I sat on a beach on the river last night with a dear friend, and he's just like, we have to be, you know, guarded, because we lose on living when we get sucked into all things on the screen. And I was talking with Phil Hansen a few days ago, and he is a gentleman in Nikan. He's in his 80s. He's also a triathlete. Some would say, as they're hearing you talk about this, oh, I could never do that. I'm not that physical. I'm not, you know, blah, 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 blah. I never did any, all through grade school, middle school, high school, and into college, I never did anything athletic at all, period. But this week I jumped off of a roof into a swimming pool, and it was a ton of fun. Why? Because at 50 years of age, I did it tandemly, 1, 2, 3, jump with my nephew who's 20. And I don't expect people to go follow in my footsteps, because most people right now would say, Vance, you're crazy. Well, I already know that. Okay, that's a given. There's no help for me. But Valerie, for what is, and I don't want to focus too much, but I want you to help people understand the metaphor in that anything you set your mind to, you can do it. We can do it. God's, if there's breath in our lungs and we have a heartbeat, there's any, short of flying, okay? Even my middle daughter said to me last night, she said, Daddy, what would have happened if you would have slipped? Well, then it would have hurt, but that was not my intention. My intention was to land on my back in the pool, you know, or kind of going in with my butt first, you know, but it was only 5 feet deep. You know, actually, it was only 4 feet deep, but I had to jump 10 feet to get into the pool. Anyways, a triathlete does what? You bicycle, you run, and you swim. And what are the distances of each one?
Well, it depends on what race you're doing. So, like if you're doing a sprint, which is the one I started out with, it's usually about a half a mile swim. Then you bike 12 miles, and then run 3. So that's a sprint, and then it goes up from there to, like, an Olympic, which is, let me get my thoughts here. Olympic is swim about a mile, bike 24, and run 6. And then from up there, you can go half Ironman all the way to Ironman. So those are some of the distances. Mm-hmm.
And the first one you did, that first one you described, you... you know, and I know I'm not supposed to ask a female their age or their weight. You were how young when you did it the first time?
I was about 50, 51, somewhere in there.
Okay, so not a teenager, yeah. Not in your 20s.
Not a teenager, Nope. Not at all. And for what I would say about people who say they can't do it. It's what's in your mind. When you start to think about it, you know, you break it down into smaller pieces and work at it bits at a time, and you can do it. Not just triathlon, but anything that you want to accomplish. You know, it's a grandiose thing, and you can't expect to do it right immediately. It's stuff that you break down and do a bit at a time, but be consistent. And just remember, yes, I can stretch farther than I thought I could. I can do more than I think I can. And with that, and with prayer, and help with God and our workout buddies, you know, we can get it done.
And you mentioned that workout buddies, and I thought it was ironic that I read this morning. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either fails, his companion can lift him up, but pity the one who falls without another to lift him up. And then it goes on to say, and if somebody overpowers one person, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. And I'm reading that right out of Ecclesiastics. This is they're all so amazing, great. King Solomon penned those words. And there is great strength and accountability. I know you referenced your trainer and then this woman who was the 24th in the world who taught you how to do this. There's so many principles. So many principles can be taken away from doing something that we didn't think we could do. And you and I enjoyed a really fun conversation yesterday morning on the subject of a healthy mind. And I'm grateful for that because it caused me to think about, wait a sec, what is it? And we face things every single day if we're stepping out and doing out-of-the-box activities, which I think all of us should be doing, not only just to expand our Nikan businesses and our sphere of influence, but I know you and Dave, you don't just say, okay, I'm gonna do one a week. You know, I'm going to try and reach one customer a week. But what if we did that? That'd be 52 a year. Okay, we'll take a week off for, you know, maybe Thanksgiving and Christmas. But why? I don't even do that because you're always around people. Let's finish the conversation with this one question. What would you say would be for our own lives to really enjoy the five pillars? And to see things expand in all those areas, you know, physically, mentally, financially, in our family dynamics and in our society. What would you say, looking back over, is it nearly three decades? Or are you at three decades,
yes,
with Nikan?
We're 29 years.
Okay.
Last month.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, before you answer that question, because I know people are out there and say, oh, you were lucky, because I've heard that. Oh, you were lucky to get in on the ground floor. No. The last few customers I've registered, and I love the response of one dear, wonderful lady last weekend that I met in Tacoma. She said, how come I missed the Nikan commercials on TV? But where are you guys advertising? I pointed to the collective group in the room. I said, we are the commercials. You know, as the Apostle Paul said, we are living epistles. We are the ambassadors. It's us. Nikan doesn't spend the money on commercials because everybody would just throw it away. You know, they wouldn't give it 2 cents a thought. But, Valerie, going forward, what would you say would be, what are you and Dave doing, but what are you doing to go forward to really, not only enjoy the five pillars, but to expand the opportunity before us?
So what are we doing? Well, we're out there working. That thing that you said about people saying you're lucky, it used to bug me to death because they say, oh, you're so lucky because you got in at the beginning, or you're so lucky because you found this person or that person. And I would just sit there. Luck had nothing to do with it. my husband was out there busting his bun, working hard. There were days that we didn't see him hardly at all because he was out talking to people and spreading the word and enjoying it, you know. But it was work and not luck. But then I look at it now as we were very blessed, and that hard work is paid off, and I'm glad. I am lucky and blessed to be in this company with my husband. It was mostly him for a long time, but you're talking about up to now and what do I do. So when all of my kids went off and left the nest, I was left with a feeling of what am I supposed to do now? I had been mothering for 41 years, and now what am I supposed to do, you know? And I had thought about going and getting a part-time job or volunteering. But Dave says, well, why don't you come and help me with New Ken? And I was in there, well, yeah. So that's what I do. I have been out there visiting, meeting people, making friends, showing them how they can have a healthy, happy life and have some of the same blessings that we've had. It's not work, it's fun, and I'm enjoying it immensely. In fact, last month, two of my contacts signed up and have become distributors. I'm just so excited and thrilled, and we're just keeping on, keeping on.
You know, and Valerie, I can hear, and everybody listening, they can hear the tone in your voice. From the can I use the word mad, or the anger when people say, you know, oh, you're so lucky. No, and I love the fact that you address the issue that Dave was out there working, but again, this is over and over, and you hear authors and you look at successful people that have achieved anything in life. And we could name names and we could name world leaders, and people never say of them, oh, they're so lucky. No, they did things. They made some decisions. They made some serious sacrifices. And I mean, I can think of so many analogies, but I appreciate the fact that you address that. It comes down to making a decisive decision. And I love the way that Ben Woodward taught me about that word decision. It comes out of ancient Rome, and that it's a militaristic, you know, act. That when you do that, it's like, you know, commando, combative type, you know, seriousness. Like these Navy SEALs or these, you know, Marines that go in for a special mission. They're trained for that. And we don't have to be all that, but the world of video games, they're doing it anyways. These people, they get sucked into this and they're doing it on a screen. Why don't we take some of that determination out to the real world? You know, we don't have to be militaristic when we share kneecaps at all. But I've never viewed what we do with kneecaps or anything else that I'm doing at that present moment as work. It's not about working. It's about playing. So, anyway.
We talked about that the other night. We had a couple come over to our house to learn more about New Ken. And we were just having delightful conversations, doing some show and tell, you know, with the product. That's always fun, just seeing the surprise and delight in their faces as they experience our products, and then we got on to the work of the business, the fact that this is our work. And it was like, whoa, they're looking at me. I said, that's what we do. We make friends. We share our products as show products. Yeah, do just a little show and tell demo and have fun with it. And this is what we do. The next day she called, she signed up, and she made a, she said, I want to be covered in Mekan head to toe because I hurt head to toe. So she made a substantial order, and she called Dave later on and said, I've got two people who can't wait for the weekend to be over to show them the product, because it was Friday night that we put in her application, and so it wouldn't show up at Mekan until Monday. But she said, I've got people who can't wait until my application is done. What am I supposed to do? Isn't that fun? And that's our work. That's our work.
Yeah, there was a gal, and I'm sorry to keep talking about this event last Saturday, but there was a gal who had never heard about me. I mean, she'd heard about Nikan, and I can't remember the exact situation, but she sat there, and I was emceeing the event, and she stopped me mid-morning, and she said, I got a list of 10 people. I need to go call these people right now. And I think she might have been registered as a customer. So it really is fun, but I encourage folks, you gotta find a partner, somebody to run with you. And if you're not married, or if you don't have a spouse that wants to do this, find somebody, reach out to somebody and say, would you encourage me, or would you want to do this together? It's no fun doing anything by yourself. It really isn't. And again, all these professional gamers, or whatever you want to call them, and I don't mean to beat up on video stuff that's on a screen, but they're doing it with other people via the internet. So it's taken playing video games, like when I was a kid playing Atari in the 70s, it's taken it to a whole new level. But even then, I did it with my brothers and our neighborhood friends, and this is things we did when it wasn't nice outside. We would never sit in front of a TV. Oh, absolutely not. Not as young boys. Ever, ever, ever. So just as we played as kids doing things with other people, I want to encourage you. I think, Valerie, that's the one thing that I've really been inspired to encourage people. Go out and play Nikan. Go out and have fun, but find somebody to do it with, because it isn't fun doing it alone. And you, of course, have seen that. And I thank you again for taking that leap of faith, and rather than getting a part-time job, something to find your identity in.
Glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, because it's not for everybody. My wife Stacy has thoroughly enjoyed the ups and downs of teaching for the last few years, but I was at a Nikan event when she called me, when an opportunity was literally just dumped into her lap, and she said, well, what about, you know, our daughter Addie at the time, and she was three or four, I can't remember. And I said, man, I got tons of flexibility in my schedule. Don't worry about Addie, you know. And so we kind of traded hats at that point. And although there are parts of her job, if you want to call it that, her passion of teaching, she's got 90 students, I think, this coming fall. But she loves history, and that's what she gets to teach. And Valerie, thank you so much for giving part of your morning. I know this has been very, very encouraging for me, and I know it has for others. But just again, thank you, and thank you for setting the example for literally three decades, because that's huge, absolutely huge. So,
well, thank you, Vance. Thanks for letting me be on the call, and thanks for being the beacon of light that you are. And
it's a pleasure. I can't imagine doing anything else. So, as a reminder, folks, and I don't know how to say this with any new flair, so I'll just say it the way I always do. If you know somebody that you think Valerie's story or what she shared, because she covered a multitude of different topics, www.saturdayamlive.com. And some people who listen to this don't know that the website is there, or they, you know, who knows how you got a hold of this conversation. But www.saturdayamlive.com is the website where Steve Crowfoot archives all these conversations. And just go down to the 2019 recordings, find that tab, and Valerie will be right there. And or just wait till he gets it posted with a photo or two, and then we'll go from there. Oh, by the way, Valerie, I forgot to ask, any selfie or recent photo, if you could text it to me, and then I'll get it to Steve. And it doesn't have to be a glamour shot. It can be anything. Oh, I'd love one with you in one of your Iron Man or your triathlete outfits, or coming out of the water looking all beautiful.
I've got some of those too.
Okay, we would be honored to put them onto the website. That would be a lot of fun. So thank you again, Valerie. And
well, thank you, Vance. This has been fun.
Well, thanks. All right, folks.